East Coast Breakfast.
The Shabalala family is in chaos.
Yeah, chaos. But like, I think this chaos will help everyone, not just me. Because we're in that season now of where you can't leave the windows open for too long at night.
Yes.
Because now these things are coming in and they're showing. And
I had a problem with this weekend, so I feel you.
So you know what's the problem, right? So the boys, Kai and Brody, it's fine. When we get mosquito bites, we try not to scratch and whatever. We try.
Yeah.
But they... Yeah, so Kai had I think it's a mosquito bite just between his eyes on his forehead.
Yeah.
A little dot.
A little dot, yeah. So afterwards I was like, Kai? And then it's like, oh, mosquito. But this thing, he's scratching it now and it's become, oh gosh, he didn't want to go to school because he was like, no, I have a sore, I want a plaster, yeah. But then we put a plaster on it and it's ugly.
Obviously, it's on his face.
And the thing is, when you go try get something, like coming to terms, you have to go try get something because these things are, it's to norm now, right? We live in Durban and there's mosquitoes. So I thought, you know what? Probably Darren, because you know all these things, these herbs or
yes, I'm the resident naturopath.
Naturopath, there you go.
That's correct.
Yes, like,
that's correct.
Yes, yeah, so I need help.
Have you tried tea tree oil? I think that works well.
Yeah, but you have to get the right one.
Yeah.
The Australian one.
Yeah, the Australian tea tree oil. Yeah, Every other tea tree oil is like a watered down version.
Yeah. You got to get like proper Australian tea tree. Also, you should get the thing that works amazing with mosquitoes. Just this is for everyone.
Yeah.
The plugs that you plug in the wall with the chemical, it's in the shops.
Yeah.
There's different brands,
Different
prices. If you plug it in the wall, it kills the mosquitoes dead before they get to you.
No.
It's amazing.
No, but
it works.
When you go out and you have that handheld fan? So it's not a heavy fan. It's
the
not blowing
mini ones.
A
the
mini
aunties
fan.
Have that are going through like menopause.
You just place the mini fan so that it blows over where you are sleeping, and no mosquitoes. They can't land. If they can't land, they can't bite.
That's not helpful because the kids are asleep. And
I was about
asleep.
To say, and like, the side, have you ever slept with a fan on? You wake up in the morning.
No, but that's why I said there's mini fans, and you don't put the fan on the child. You angle it so it's above the bed.
No, I think he wants
mosquito
like a
can't
home
land.
Yeah, like
he's
home.
Not looking for this.
Okay, well, we're just helping you like not get the bites in the first place.
We passed the prevention. Now
we need the cure.
So here's the trick: you got to take your nail,
yes,
right, and then you got to push down on the mosquito bites. Go, ow, inner, and then you cross it. It looks like a hot cross mosquito bun.
Darren,
right?
And then you
put the tea tree on top of the anna.
I don't know.
Darren, I'm looking for... That's rubbish. I'm looking for like any remedy. Like,
that's the remedy.
Like, you know when you have hiccups?
Yes.
Like
yes.
You tear a piece of paper and then you put it on your forehead.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Like...
Okay, I got one for you. Shirley here says, rub vinegar on the mosquito bite and it stops the itching immediately. Shirley from Facebook.
Okay.
Yo, now you're dripping vinegar. Like, imagine Kai, now it's on his forehead.
Vinegar going into his eye.
Yeah.
Then he can't see. And he's married. Oh, my word.
They're babies.
All right. Help poor old Sky and Kai Shabalala out at you. We're looking for the best home remedies for mosquito bites. If you didn't take the precautions.
Let's not like limit it down to just mosquito bites. So like tell us about a plant, a food, a herb trick that
home
made
hacks.
Your life easier.
Overall.
Mosquito bites.
Okay.
Weight loss.
Implants. I just cut my beard.
But they're not doctors. This is not medical advice.
So your best herbal home remedies.
Yes.
We want to hear them all right now. We're making up a herbal remedy book. In actual fact, just this weekend, I fell down. Look at this welt on my arm here. And
from old age or what?
No,
does
I didn't
that
fall. No one falls of old age.
Well,
it rains and you slip on a wooden beam while you're cleaning the pool, so that you have the cleanest pool in the neighborhood.
You clean the pool in the rain,
even though it's an above ground pool.
Anyway,
yeah, that's an ouchie.
It's a big ouchie.
Yes,
and then Anna put some cold spinach on it, and it just like and the sweating went down.
Cold spinach.
Yeah, that's our remedy. Didn't you ever use cold spinach?
No,
for nothing. Not even. You're missing out on things. You can use it for sex under your eyes.
I'll tell my skin doctor.
No.
Yeah, that is why we're asking this morning to tell us about a plant, a food or herb trick that made your life easier. So send yours 061-792-9495. And please remember, we're not doctors. Far from. We're not medical professionals. This is not medical advice.
Yes.
It's just advice.
Yeah.
Hi guys, mosquito bite remedies, but also a cure, they won't touch you, is sunscreen. Really? Very simple.
You should try that,
it's
Darren.
It's good for you. You should be having it on all the time, but I suppose
yes.
you wash it off before you go to bed. But yeah, sunscreen prevents mosquito bites and it helps to alleviate that itchiness as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And sunburn.
Yes, Darren Moore. Yeah. Those red as a tomato.
Primary thing.
When you're sunblocked, when you're going to be spending 7 hours at Chris Saunders Park, right? That's the that's the deal.
Yes, sir.
Mandy here says, apply
turmeric
to a cut and it stops the bleeding. Oh. Should I have tried turmeric on this?
No, I don't think so.
Hilda Miri says, lemon to clean your kettle. Slice a lemon, throw it into your kettle, especially a glass or a silver kettle, and leave mine overnight. Just rinse the next morning, and it is like it is brand new.
Okay.
That's a herbal plant hack.
That is a good one.
I'll put that down in my list.
Let's say good morning to Nandi from Waterfall. Nandi, please tell us about your plant, food, or herb trick that's made your life easier.
Morning, breakfast team.
Hi.
For me, what works wonders is ice. I first take a block of ice and put it on the sting, and it works. It takes away the swelling and the itch. And
I think you're right, Mandy.
Yes,
my granny used to do that.
Yeah. And for any stings, I also use aloe vera. I'm sorry, I keep a lot of products with aloe in my cabinet, so that also works wonders with stings, even with wasp stings.
Why? You shouldn't be getting stung by what? If you see a wasp, go away. Leave the wasp.
No, my little nephew got stung and I was stuck as to what I'm going to do. So the first thing that came to mind is apply this chew gel with aloe. So
did it work with the wasp bite?
It worked. Wow. It worked like a charm. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Nandi. Maybe it wasn't the spinach that Anna put on my ana. Maybe it's because it was cold. It was like frozen. It was the frozen spinach.
You should have tried ice.
That one
was ice.
Ice, baby. Like, I cannot have spinach at your house anymore because who knows where it's been.
It's in the bag. Jeez, come on, Sky.
Hi, guys. Mosquito bite remedies, but also a cure, they won't touch you, is sunscreen. Really simple. It's good for you. You should be having it on all the time, but I suppose you wash it off before you go to bed. But yeah, sunscreen prevents mosquito bites and it helps to alleviate that itchiness as well.
Oh.
But putting sunscreen before you go to night's bed.
Mm. It's fine. You're just putting a little bit on the bite. You're not putting sunscreen on.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Yeah, you're not sunscreening your body.
Very clever.
Okay.
Very clever.
Well, Julia here says.
You,
Dr. Reddy.
Thank you for that advice.
Look, on Facebook, Julia says, from my mom-in-law, vinegar for hiccups. It really works.
Where do you apply the vinegar for the hiccups?
Guys,
I think you drink it.
You drink it a bit. Hiccups, tear a piece of paper, put it on your forehead. Thank me later. Sally. Bosh. Guys, it's a fat.
It's
a fat.
Okay.
No, bro.
Guys.
No.
Okay, next time we get hiccups. Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, please send me a voice note and tell Darren this works.
Okay, we'll see.
Sally, hay fever, sniff a lemon. Hay fever gone.
Sally, I have a lemon tree.
Okay.
In our garden, we pick lemons all the time. I sniff it, doesn't help me with my
hay
fever.
I have to take medication for my hay fever. Yes. So I'll
bring you some lemons. Try the lemons. Yeah. Sally says the lemons are
worse. Called Everest.
Let's say good morning to Daniela or Daniel. Daniela, tell us about a plant or food or herb trick that made your life easier, Daniela. Good morning.
Morning. I'm so sorry. I'm driving to the stand before the mystery.
All right, we'll try.
Who knows what you said, Daniela, but if you can still hear us, can you tell us about a plant or food or herb trick that made your life easier?
Well, mine is eucalyptus oil because I live in a room with 1,000 people and the mosquito will find me and it will ruin me. And I found a hack with eucalyptus oil. If you put it on your clothes, on your bedding or anything, they don't come near you. And it's also brilliant for fleas.
Oh,
Really?
Okay, nice.
Eucalyptus oil. I'm just writing this down. How, can you spell that for me? Eucalyptus.
Thank you, Daniela, for that.
Listen, we put all of these on ecr.co.za under the East Coast Breakfast blog. Go and try your, what seems to be tried and tested, herbal hacks. And like Carmen said, please be advised, we are not medical practitioners. No advice given by us is to be taken in any way professionally. If you are in any way, please consult a professional.
Hi, East Coast. To prevent mosquito bites, especially for the kids at night, just sprinkle some baby powder on them. Bye.
Yeah.
We're not professional.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.